Oh, I'm loyal, the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh, I'm loyal, the best of protectors, so protect me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program أسماء الحسنى And as you know in this program of ours we are covering the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as mentioned in the Ahadith collection. And there are many fadail virtues of learning about these names, memorizing these names, inshallah. Now, in today's episode, we're going to discuss four beautiful names, Al-Wajid, Al-Majid, Al-Wahid, and Al-Ahad. So, inshallah, let us begin. First of all, Al-Wajid. On a basic level, the meaning of Al-Wajid is the one who finds something. He is known as Al-Wajid. But when this is used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our Lord, Jalla wa'ala, it will mean that being whose wujud, whose existence is necessary. Whose existence is necessary. Because Al-Wajid is from wajd, and from this is wujud. And wujud, obviously, that who has an existence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wajibul wujud. We know this from our aqeedah, our belief, that Allah is wajibul wujud. Wajib obviously means necessary and wujud, existence. So wajibul wujud, the one whose existence is necessary. And obviously his non-existence is impossible. Muhal, nothing created that wajibul wujud. And its existence is necessary for it to exist, for it to be present, for it to have a wujud is necessary. And because of that wajibul wujud, other things exist as well. All of creation, me and you, everything else, exists because of wajibul wujud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, the only that is wajibul wujud is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For someone to believe that there is another that, there is another being that is wajibul wujud, ma'adallah, this will lead them out of the folds of Islam. They can't be a Muslim or a mu'min because that's an incorrect belief. It's an un-Islamic belief. But Muslims, we believe, alhamdulillah, that only Allah is wajibul wujud. Only His existence is necessary. Everything else came into being because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if it was not for Allah who is wajibul wujud, nothing would have existed. It's impossible for anything to have existed if it wasn't for the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is just for explanation purposes. Otherwise, it's not possible for Allah to have not existed. And the other meaning of wajid, we just touched upon earlier, is that everything is present with him. Wajid, the one who has everything in his possession. Everything is mawjood with him. And obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that who possesses everything. Every attribute of perfection, everything belongs to him. And in this regard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is known as wajid. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this sifa of being the owner of everything, having everything in his possession in various maqamat. For example, in Surah Baqarah, verse 284, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ To Allah belong whatever is in the heavens and the earth. Whatever you see in the heavens and the earth, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another maqam, we are told that Allah created everything. Surah Zumar, verse 62, اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah is the creator of everything. So this was a brief discussion about the name Al-Wajid. That Al-Wajid is the one whose existence is necessary. Wajibul Wujud. And because of that Wajibul Wujud, other things are in existence or they exist. And the second meaning, that everything is in his possession or everything is with him, belongs to him. Nothing evades him. Everything is his. So this was Al-Wajid. Another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is similar in pronunciation is Al-Majid. There's only a difference of a letter. Al-Wajid, Al-Majid. Now what does Al-Majid mean? This is also a beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from Majdun. And the meaning is the one who possesses all eminence, all dignity, all excellences. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is known as Al-Majid. Why? Because He possesses all dignity, all eminence, all excellence, subhanallah. And when Al-Majid refers to Allah, it's in the meaning of Al-Majid. And we know Al-Majid is a separate name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. But Al-Majid in the meaning of Al-Majid, that the one who possesses all praiseworthy attributes, all excellence, all eminence, all dignity. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the name Majid, for example, in various maqamat. In Surah Al-Hud, verse 73, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, إِنَّهُ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ, that indeed Allah is the one who is praised and He possesses every excellence, every dignity. And in another verse of the Quran, in Surah Buruj, verse 15, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used this name or this word Majid for another creation of His. So He Himself is the eminent one. All glory belongs to Him. All dignity belongs to Him. And He has also used Majid to describe another creation of His, which is the biggest in size in all of creation, and that is the Arsh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Dhul Arshil Majid. But here, Al-Majid is not describing the Arsh itself. It's describing the owner of the Arsh. So Dhul Arsh, the Arsh belongs to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Majid. He is the one who possesses all dignity, all eminence, all excellence. Subhanallah. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Al-Quran al-Kareem as Majid as well. In Surah Qaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Qaf wal-Quran al-Majid. Qaf, this is from the Huruf Muqatta'at. It's used in the beginning of many surahs in the Quran as well. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wal-Quran al-Majid. Oath, an oath upon the Quran. We know that Al-Majid, whenever it's used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is in the meaning of Majid. And the name Majid we are discussing. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahma and Sadru Sharia Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ali have written something very beautiful. Ala Hazrat writes in Anwarul Bishara and Sadru Sharia writes in Bahari Sharia that the Kaaba Musharrafa, you have Al-Hajarul Aswad, the black stone, and then you have the door of the Kaaba, the door of the Blessed Kaaba. The area between them, between Hajar-i Aswad and the door of the Kaaba is known as Multazam. It's known as Multazam. Many people cling on to that area. They supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever dua is made, that is accepted. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whenever I look, I see that Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, that he is standing in that particular place between Al-Hajar al-Aswad and the door of the Kaaba. And he is making a dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is that dua? Ya wajidu, ya majidu, la tuzil. عَنِّي نِعْمَةً أَنْعَمْتَهَا عَلَيَّ Allahu Akbar. That, O Wajid, O Majid, Jibreel alayhi salam is calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using these beautiful names. Ya Wajid, Ya Majid, لَا تُزِلْ عَنِّي نِعْمَةً أَنْعَمْتَهَا عَلَيَّ Ya Allah, do not remove a blessing from me that you have bestowed upon me. Allahu Akbar. So, you sing Ya Wajid. O that Zat whose existence is necessary. O that Zat who is eminent, who possesses all excellence. This is how he alayhi salam, Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam is calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, do not remove the blessings that you have bestowed upon me. Ya Allah, grant me blessings in those bounties. Ya Allah, may they remain with me. Now Shaitan was the opposite. When Shaitan reached the rank where he became Mu'allimul Malakut, teacher to the angels, he did not value the blessings that he had. He did not show gratefulness or thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he did not make such a dua. Ya Allah, may these blessings remain with me. And what happened? Resultantly, he lost it all. He became arrogant, became a disbeliever. He became outcast, distanced from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And opposite to this, Jibreel alayhi salam, who witnessed that scene, who knows about that, he's making dua. Ya Allah, this rank that you have given me, the blessings that you have bestowed upon me. I visit the Prophet alayhi salam with revelation, and you have granted me such a maqam. Ya Allah, do not remove this from me. This is dua that Jibreel alayhi salam is making. Subhanallah. Ya Allah, you have made me the leader of the angels. You have granted me proximity. Ya Allah, may this not be removed from me. In relation to this and showing thankfulness for bounties, the ulama say there are a few things to keep in mind. Number one, that whenever you receive a blessing, don't keep your sight on the blessing. In fact, keep your sight upon the bestower of the blessing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This blessing that I've received, haqiqat in reality, Allah is the one who's bestowed it. It's not my doing. It's not something that I have achieved with my own power If it wasn't the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would never have received it. So all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who grants blessings. If someone is educated, if someone is intelligent, if someone possesses expertise in a particular field, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you granted me this memory, you granted me this intelligence, you granted me this ability, this skill to achieve and do what I did. Ya Allah, if it wasn't for you, I would not be able to do it. And a person can do this by mentioning these beautiful names, Ya Wajidu, Ya Majidu. Ya Allah, your existence is necessary. It wasn't necessary for me to exist. Ya Allah, you blessed me. You gave me wujud. Yours is the only haqiqi, true existence, necessary existence. You gave me life. You gave me health, wealth, afiyah, blessings, capability, skill, intelligence, all of these blessings. Ya Majidu, Ya Allah, you are the one who possesses all glory, all eminence, all dignity, all excellence. Allah, I'm nothing. Person shows humbleness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, when you receive a blessing, you should pray that that blessing remains with you. That it's not removed from you, it's protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are many accounts in the books of the ulama regarding those who fell from great heights. Meaning they were blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then everything was taken away from them. When they were asked why, how, and they said, we did not show thankfulness, we did not show gratefulness. So always show gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect those blessings, to preserve those blessings, to maintain those blessings for you. Inshallah, you will gain barakah in those bounties and blessings. And thirdly, always show thankfulness. Always show thankfulness. Be consistent, constant in showing thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In an Arabic proverb, it states, "An-ni'am kal-awabid." These bounties, these blessings are like wild animals. If you do not tame them, do not control them, they leave you. If you do not keep them locked up, if you do not keep them in cages, if you do not overlook them, supervise them, they'll run away, these wild animals. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving an example that blessings are like this as well. قَيِّدُوهَا بِالشُّكْرِ. And if you do not preserve those blessings, rein in those blessings with shukr, they will leave you. Just like those animals will run away as well. If you do not keep your eyes on them, if you do not cage them up, if you do not ensure that they are reined in, they are tied, then they will run away. Similarly, if you do not show thankfulness and gratefulness for your blessings, they will leave you. So, قَيِّدُوهَا بِالشُّكْرِ. Subhanallah, such a beautiful narration. So this was a bit about the beautiful names Al-Wajid, Al-Majid. Now, the two next names are Al-Wahid and Al-Ahad. Wahid, the alone, the solitary one. And ulama have said that some ulama, that Wahid and Ahad, they possess the same meaning. However, some ulama have differentiated. They said, Wahid is in the meaning of the one whose being is alone. Meaning his dhat is one. There is no other dhat like his dhat. There is no other dhat equivalent to his dhat, his being. And ahad, the meaning is slightly different. So Allah is wahid, his dhat is alone, there is no one equivalent to him, like him, can compare to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that dhat. And ahad, in terms of the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in terms of him giving life, him listening, him hearing, him creating everything without any defect, without flaw. In his actions, there is none like him. So Wahid, in terms of his dhat, he is one. In terms of his actions, ahad is used. Meaning he is ahad, he is alone in the way he sees, in the way he chose his power. So this is the meaning given by some ulama, the difference in meaning. And the Quran, these names are used by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many places. And in the ahadith, there are also narrations which mention these names as well. First of all, ahad, and this is known by everyone, even children as well. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Surah Ikhlas, the first verse. Say, O beloved, He, Allah, is one. Ahad is used here. And wahid, that's also used in many places. For example, in Surah Nahl, verse 22. Allah Azza wa Jal says, Ilahukum, ilahun wahid. Your only Lord is one Lord. There is no second deity, second God. Now, Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salam, when he was on his deathbed, he was about to depart from this world, he gathered his sons and he mentioned, who will you worship after me? And what was the reply they gave? And this is in Surah Baqarah, verse 133. قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَٰهَكَ وَإِلَٰهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وإسحاق إله واحدة. He said, we will worship your Lord and the Lord of your forefathers, who Ibrahim wa Ismail wa Ishaq, their Lord was what? One Lord. Ilaham wahida. And this is a refutation of those who believe that Allah referred to three gods, or they worshipped three gods. So here Allah is reminding as well that the Dhat of Allah is only one. So when we know that Allah alone is our Lord, we should have our reliance upon Him. We should plead in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the true one. He is the haqiqi remover of difficulties, worries and concerns that we face in our life. We can present wasail, wasila, yes. But in our mind, the haqiqi helper, the one who grants provisions, the one who removes difficulties, the one who grants afiyah, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our only Lord. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He enables us to place full reliance on His dhat. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us such blessings in the form of health, in the form of wealth, in the form of afiyah, in the form of strong iman, that never diminishes, that never weakens, that never leaves us. We say, Ya Allah, preserve our blessings for us. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me.